makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. How would you like to be playing cards and have somebody talk to you like this?
For gosh sakes, Clara, hurry up and lead a card. Lead anything. The way you play won't make any difference anyway.
You wouldn't feel very kindly towards your partner at that point, would you? Still, when you stop and think, maybe there are times when you've been just as cross and cranky. Times when you've suffered from sleeplessness, for instance, and couldn't be pleasant if you tried. Well, what's the cause of your sleeplessness? Maybe it's coughing nerves. Not that many people can't drink coffee without being kept awake at night, but many others shouldn't touch it. Well, if you think coffee makes you toss and turn restlessly in bed, switch to Postum. For there's a mealtime drink that just can't rob you of sleep. Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Friends, you'll find Postum has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. A heartening, cheering quality that's made Postum a favorite drink in millions of homes. So decide to do something about those sleepless nights. If coffee keeps you awake, drink Postum instead and see if the change isn't of benefit even in a few days. And after giving Postum a fair 2 weeks trial, see if you don't honestly get the kind of good, sound sleep that counts. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, you remember that Florence Beaumont, the widow whom Lum had decided to marry, left Pine Ridge last week to return to Nashville. And as a consequence, the old fellow has given up his suit for her hand. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jotting Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
Well, that's the best thing to do, huh? You just forget about her,
that's your thing. It just bears out what I've always said about women. You just can't put no dependence in them at all.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that now,
Mama. I would, I granny. Every time I get mixed up with one of them, I end up with a headache. I've always been a lone wolf, and I granny's I'm going to stay one.
Oh, Paddle, Paddle. You'll fall in love again.
No, I won't know such a thing. I ain't going to give myself a chance to fall in love with one of them. Every time I see a woman, I'm going to look the other way.
Well, now, they ain't all like the widder, Lum. No use getting down on all of them just because you're mad at one.
Well, I just got to thinking about it last night. All you fellas around here is married, let your women folks run over you. Can't do nothing without them bawling you out. I didn't know how well off I was. See, I can do as I please. Just as free as the air.
Well, I'd do as I please, mostly. I don't know what I would do if Aunt Elizabeth. No, you've got the wrong ideas about married life, Lum. There ain't nothing nicer than a fellow's home and his family. Come home of a night, a good hot supper on the table, your woman meets you to the door with a fresh apron on, house all straightened up. There you are. You go home to a cool house, nobody to talk with.
Yeah, but I don't have to talk less than I want to. Don't have no arguments. Sit there and talk to myself if I want to talk.
Talk to yourself?
I'm sure.
Well, people think you're crazy talking to yourself that way.
Maybe so, but when I listen to somebody, I want to listen to somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, but how are you going to cheer yourself up when you're feeling kind of low? Tell you, it's a comfort to have somebody around that cares about you. Somebody believes in you and looks up to you. Come home from business and the world's all down on you. Tell you it's a sign of comfort to have somebody to tell you troubles to that'll understand and want to help you.
Yeah, I never thought about it just that way. Maybe Elizabeth's different, though.
Oh, she is, Mom. Happy, singing all the time. It's just a shame that you ain't never found a nice little woman like her, Mom. I'll tell you that right now.
That's Irene, Evan.
Okay, I'll get it up. Hello? Got him down, store. Oh, hello, honey. What's the matter? Who said that? I never said no such a thing. Well, Mose Moots was just making that up. She did. I never done it. I ain't contradicting you. I'm just saying, Elizabeth, I ain't trying to get smart. Yes, honey. Well, if you'd just give me a chance to explain, Yes, honey. Yes, Elizabeth. Yes, honey. All right. Goodbye. I'll be dead blamed.
What's your matter?
Oh, nothing. This looks like I can't do nothing no more. Let's stay down here at the store and work late tonight long.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. Got to where I can't set my foot inside that house without him arguing in. But ain't one thing, it's something else to jump on me about.
He's talking about a while ago about how nice she was to be married.
Yeah, well, of course, now, she ain't always out of humor this way long. Thank goodness. I know every time I'm going to be honest, I don't know what you're right. I hate to admit it, but you might be pretty well off to just stay the way you are. Like you say, you're your own boss. Get home of a night, you don't have to listen to no argument.
Oh, yeah. The more I see women, the less I can understand them.
Yonder comes Grandpappy Spears. Him and his woman's having trouble, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that can get along with his wife can get along with nobody. She's about the nicest old lady I know.
Well, it ain't his fault. But that nag, nag, nag all the time, he said.
Yeah. Come in, Grandpap.
Hey, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, fellas.
Howdy, howdy. I just come by to tell you I can't go to lodge meeting tonight, Abner.
Lodge meeting? I dog it, I forgot all about it. Well, I can't either. I'd be afraid to bring up the subject of getting out tonight.
Yeah. Elizabeth on the warpath, is she?
Oh, my, yes. Pink and feathers, too.
Well, Charity's made up a new bunch of rules over at our place.
You all have me, too, huh?
Yeah, but I'd rather have her arguing than have her not speaking, pouting around like she was last week.
Oh, yes, that's what I can't stand. That deadly silence, waiting for the storm to break.
Yeah. Come home with an eye tarred and they won't speak to you?
No.
Just looks like when a fellow needs a little encouragement, that's right when you got your back up about something.
Oh, Elizabeth gets on one of them pouting spells, I just feel like a stranger around the house. Sets my vittles down in front of me like she's feeding one of the dogs. Won't speak to me. Talks through Pearl altogether.
Talks through Pearl?
Yeah, she won't speak to me when she's mad.
Well, you're lucky there.
Says, Pearl, see if your pa wants some more potatoes. Ask him if he wants some more bread.
Oh, yeah.
And her sitting right there at the table with me.
Wait a minute, Christopher. Oh, come in, Squire.
Oh. Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on back to the fire, Squire. Something we can do for you?
No, I'm just open now.
Are you going to lodge tonight, Squire?
Yes, I'm going to lodge, Grandpap. Any place to get away from that house of mine. I tell you, gentlemen, I don't like to burden others with my troubles. But if Mrs. Skink doesn't change her ways, I don't know what's going to happen. A man can just stand so much, you know.
What's the matter, Squire?
Well, it's just getting to the point that the women of this country have too much authority on. Something's got to be done about it, too, man.
Master, we just talking about that, Squire.
Yeah, that woman of mine gets harder to live with every day, fellas.
Well, the whole trouble is the Average Ladies Aid Society and the Woman's Literary Club, old organizations. They get over there and get a lot of absurd ideas in their head. Get to talking about their husbands and, well, they probably sit there and brag on their own. They magnify their shortcomings. By the time they get home, why, there's an argument. Well, my wife even went so far today as to suggest that I accept a regular job as bookkeeper to sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
Me, and Teddy Skin, punching a time clock.
You fellas ought to organize yourself again. All of them here and down get together and refuse to put up with it, you couldn't make them change their ways.
That's just what we ought to do. If every man in this town would stand together, we could free ourselves of these abuses of marriage.
I know if why don't we do that thing? Just get out of partition.
Yeah, well, you don't know how lucky you are.
Yes, I do, too. I know when I'm well off. Yonder comes Cedric Weehunt, fellas. We better not say too much in front of him.
No.
Him and Clarabelle, she's drunk. Talking about getting married most any time now, I think.
Well, I'm almost tempted to warn him against you. Stay away from him.
Well, I took a oath this morning. I'm through with women for the rest of my life.
Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, fellas.
Say, Mr. Long, I wanted to see you a minute.
Here I am.
I mean, I want to ask you something.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
You and the widow of Beaumont going to get married?
Oh, of course not. No, sir. No, sir. Not me. To nobody else, neither.
Well, I got an engagement ring I got to sell to somebody.
Engagement ring?
Yes, Ma. Me and Clarabelle's broke up.
Well?
Says it's definite this time. Just give me my ring back here with me.
Where the ring is?
Must be in the drinking water around here.
Answer the phone there, Teddy.
I'll get it, Ma.
Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, how do you do, Miss Brooks? Yes. Oh, well, we'll get him over there right away. Yes, Mom. All right. Thank you, Mom. I know, but that's Miss Brooks calling about that order, Mom. I've plumb forgot about it. Now, can you take it over there for us, Henry?
Oh, Brooks, the new people that's moved in town?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I'd love to. They got the prettiest daughter you ever seen. Just wondering a while ago how I could get an excuse to get over to meet her.
Anyway, this will give you one.
How old is she?
Oh, about 23, and prettiest girl I ever seen.
Well,
I don't know, Cedric. You're busy and everything. Ever, I'm going down to the barbershop and get a shave, and just won't hurt to be a few minutes later with them groceries. I'll take the groceries over there myself.
Well, evidently, Lum has changed his mind about never speaking to another woman. You know, just because a child is small doesn't mean he can't put up a big rumpus when he doesn't want to do something. I'll bet you mothers should have to plead with or scold a youngster to get him to drink milk. Know that only too well. Well, why not make milk bringing a treat to your little milk rebel by giving him milk in a form that every child loves? Postum made with milk. Postum has an appealing grown-up look and the kind of full-bodied goodness that makes youngsters beg for a Postum made with milk, both at meals and between meals. Postum's wholesome, too. It's simply roasted whole wheat and bran, slightly sweetened. Contains no stimulants whatever, nothing to upset a growing child. And you needn't worry that Postum will destroy young appetites for other foods, for it's quite unlike those heavy, over-rich drinks. Postum made with milk, either fresh milk or evaporated milk, is very easy to prepare, as you'll see from the directions on the Postum container. So begin right away, mothers. Satisfy and please the children who don't like plain milk. Do away with unpleasant little scenes at the table by always serving the youngsters' favorite mealtime drink, Postum made with milk. This is Lou Crosby reminding you to drink Postum and to be with us next Wednesday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner and their old saying, but who practically never say, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.